Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. We'd like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to your opinion with us real quick? I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50? Oh, you will
definitely
probably
will. Definitely
will. Definitely you will vote. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me your age?
46.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Okay, now moving forward, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Spanish, Latino, Haitian, Native American?
Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number
10.
Between 0 and 10. Thank you, sir. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, and which of the following issues are most important to you? And which of the following issues are most important to you, sir, in the next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read a list of issues, and then we hear one that is most important to you. You let me know, okay, sir? And then I will continue reading. The first one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, health care costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, criminal justice reform to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable, immigration and border security, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, and inflation in the economy. If you have to pick two, which ones would you pick?
I would say border security and economy.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward, okay, here we go, the economy. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. And in your opinion, are your economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? What's your opinion?
Getting way worse.
Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today. Now, do you think things are staying, you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? What do you think?
Well, if we didn't have the baiters going out there and trying to stoke tensions, I'd say it's getting better.
It's getting better. Thank you. Now, moving on. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very, or not at all concerned?
That's kind of a weird question because you're asking two different things and asking if they, you know what I'm saying? It's like I can be worried about riots and I can be worried about freedoms being taken away. Those aren't necessarily mutual. You know what I'm saying? They're two separate issues.
No,
yeah.
You're absolutely right. But see, the thing is, they're trying to make it like simple.
Well, they're trying to get a certain.
Right.
They're trying to get a certain set of values out of it. So I'll say very concerned. Whatever.
Okay. And I appreciate. No, thank you. I appreciate that. Just for the sake of a research, okay? But thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion, never heard of the person or organization, let me know, okay? Republican Party, in general, to the best of your knowledge, from 0 to 100, how warm do you feel towards them?
50.
Okay. In Black Lives Matter, same question, 0 to 100?
The group or the movement? It's the actual group?
This is all I had written, and it just did not to influence your opinion. You know, that's all I have. It's no more information, but Black Lives Matter in general, and to the best of your knowledge, 0 to 100.
And 100 being very favorable and 1 being unfavorable?
100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold.
Let's go 30.
Okay, thank you. And Colonel West, from 0 to 100.
What was that?
Colonel West. Recognize the name?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
75.
And Joe Biden?
1.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
75.
Okay. And Tim Scott?
Who?
Tim Scott. Recognize the name?
No, I don't.
Okay. Never heard of it, right? Now, how about the Leadership Conference of Human and Civil Rights in general, to the best of your knowledge, from 0 to 100?
50.
Okay. Thank you, Seth. Now, moving forward. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and independent Colonel West and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Colonel West, or Joe Biden?
I'd have to say Donald Trump because I don't know anything about Mr. West yet.
Okay. And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in American state? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
Okay. And I'd like you to, now I'd like you to read you some statements about different issues in America. And for each one, please, sir, tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Okay. The first one says, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we cannot afford right now. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Same question, same options.
What's right in the middle?
Somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And America's diversity makes it stronger. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
And the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Agree or disagree?
Strongly
disagree, right?
Yes.
Okay. Abortion access should be abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Again, it's another one of those loaded ones because it should be per state, not federal.
Understood. Yeah. And if you don't want to share your opinion, we can move on. You know, if you have no opinion, we can just move on. Okay. Now, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat disagree.
Someone disagree. Thank you, sir. Let's move on. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Support or oppose that?
Oppose. Should be based on merit, not your color, your skin. Yeah.
Understood. Somewhat or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, okay. Now, I'm going to reach it real quick. Two statements some people have made about our country, and please tell me, sir, which one you agree with more. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its peoples. That woke culture is gone too far. It pushes books into our schools to indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us to freedom. And allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That's the first statement. Second statement. Other people say America's strength, it is a diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put true to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our difference. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. First statement or second statement, do you agree with more?
First statement.
Okay, thank you, sir. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Now, I'm going to reach a real quick the list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. And please, sir, reach each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or on the track. And 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't think it's being trended or undermined at all. Now, you can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? Here we go. The first one, religious freedom. 0 means that you do not agree it's being trended or undermined at all. If 5 means that sometimes somewhat agree, and it is being threatened or undermined. And 10 is it means that you strongly agree, and it is being threatened or undermined. Okay, so from 0 okay. to 7, how do you think religious freedom are being threatened or undermined?
And he says from 0 to 10, right?
Yes, sir.
Or zero to, okay, because he said 0 to 7. I want to make sure. I'd say 8.
Okay. And how about traditional family values from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And free and fair elections from 0 to 10?
9.
Okay. And a strong military from 0 to 10?
10.
And a fair and equitable court system from 0 to 10?
Fair and equal what system?
Court system. The court.
I'm not sure what you mean by.
The justice.
Court.
Yeah.
Oh, the court system. Okay, he said core system. I'm like, wait a minute. The court system. I'd say 7.
Okay, thank you. Now, quality K-12 education from 0 to 10.
10.
And affordable health care. 0 to 10?
Kind of an oxymoron. 8.
Okay. And secure borders for 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, let's finish this up, okay? I'm going to read you real quick some statements that some people have made and how we can make improvements to the country. Now, please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Now, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that?
10.
Now, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the core majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to business to discriminate against LGBTQ people. Now, the Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our life, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just for the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10.
0.
How much is it? 0. Thank you. Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of the service, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again, sir, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections on November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And switching gears a little bit now. The last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. What's the last year of a schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when I get to your category, because it's 1 to 11 grade, high school graduate, some college education certificate, college graduate, postgrade, or master's.
College graduate.
Thank you, sir. Now, are you married or married living with a partner, single, divorced, or widow?
Married with a partner.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
2.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Too bad they don't have a libertarian on there. Somewhat conservative.
Thank you, sir. And that's a good point. Okay. Thank you. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week or once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay, thank you. And now, how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you, sir. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you very much for taking the time to help us. It's been a pleasure, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Bye-bye.
I'm surprised they don't ask if you have any family members that are LGBT.
We have done that on a different service, you know. Yeah, it's a different service, you know. Just kind of just touch on that one. But thank you for your time, sir. Goodbye.
All right. Have a good day.